It is the most wonderful time of the year. Welcome to the Christmas edition of African Couch Potato, The Mashup. Today is our 25th episode and it's on the 25th of December. So I will celebrate by giving you guys a list of feel-good Christmas movies to snuggle up to with your loved ones. Let's jump in. For our Christmas edition, I'm counting down 25 movies for you and your loved ones to check out. I'm going to start with Netflix. The first one is called Your Christmas. It recently came out on Netflix. It's a new one. It's the story about Uthando, who is 30 years old, hardworking, but doesn't have a man or a child. She goes home, and as all parents do, they ask her, what are the plans for the rest of your lonely life? And she promises them that she has a boyfriend, which now she has a few days to find and invite to the family dinner. Number two is called Best Christmas Ever, and this one features Brandy, the singer. Number three is How to Ruin Christmas. How to Ruin Christmas is a franchise. It's not new. It's come out every Christmas time for the past three periods. So there's How to Ruin Christmas, the wedding, How to Ruin Christmas, the funeral, and so on. You can binge on all three seasons. Number four is Christmas Flow, which came out in 2021. As the name Flow suggests, it's about a hip-hop artist who meets a journalist and love takes off during the festive period. Number five is Operation Christmas Drop, which was dropped in 2020. Number six is The Princess Switch, which came out in 2018 and it features Vanessa Hudgens. Number seven is Catch Me If You Can. Now, Catch Me If You Can isn't a traditional Christmas film. It's one of my favorites. And what happens is that you have a young Leonardo DiCaprio who gets chased by Tom Hanks. He's basically a con man. So he goes around faking, forging his whole life, forging checks just so that he can run away from home and live a seemingly successful life to write home about. And on the night of Christmas Eve, he calls Tom Hanks and he speaks to him, not because he's trying to get caught, but he realizes just how lonely life on the road is and he needed somebody to talk to on Christmas Eve. Number eight, this time coming in from Showmax, is A Zulu Christmas. Number nine is Gok Shezi's Christmas. Number 10 is Merry Little Christmas Baby. This one is with Kelly Rowland and how they start a new family with her on-screen husband during the festive period. Number 11 is The Live Series. What's different about The Live Series is that it's a Christmas special, but it's by stand-up comics. So it's basically going to watch, or it's like watching a comedy piece stand-up around Christmas time. Number 12 is everybody's childhood favorite, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Number 13 is Friday After Next from the Friday franchise, where you have Ice-T. This is from Friday, Next Friday, Friday After Next. So if you're any fan of those movies that featured your Oma Apes, Nia Long, this is one to check out. And number 14 is a personal favorite, The Best Man Holiday. So The Best Man is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's about a writer who is writing a real life story, but he's fictionalized it. And what happens is that he sleeps with his best friend's girl and nobody knows about it. But because he's a writer, he pours all of this out into a novel that his best friend finds on the night before the wedding and then realizes what went down. So The Best Man Holiday is the third installment of that film franchise, and it's about how the then wife is losing a battle to cancer, and all of this happens around Christmas time, where it's supposed to be about joy and happiness. I'm doing a countdown of 25 things to watch over this Christmas period with your loved one. Number 15 is rushing in from Prime. It's called The Night Before with Seth Rogen and Anthony Mackie. Number 16 is Office Christmas Party with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston, and it's from 2016. Number 17, even though I do hate Tyler Perry, is called Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. The reason I hate Tyler Perry is because he is one of those irritating talents that feel the need to put themselves in anything. He wrote this movie. He acts in this movie. He produces this movie. They use some of his studio and locations for this movie. And he probably also sold tickets for people to buy seats to watch this movie in a theater that he probably co-owns. So that's Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas from 2013. Number 18, again, another childhood favorite for everyone, Home Alone, the first one, which came out in 1990. Number 19 is The Perfect Holiday, which came out in 2007 and features Morris Chestnut. Up next, at number 20, is Almost Christmas with Gabrielle Union, Danny Glover, and Omar Epps. 21 is an unusual fit, but it actually is a Christmas story. It came out in 1988 and it's called Die Hard. Number 22, as we wrap up the last five, is Love Actually. A beautiful story about multiple romances that happen. So one is a child traveling to go meet their family, another are estranged lovers, but everybody basically comes together to spend time with the love of their life or family members over the Christmas period, and it came out in 2003. Number 23 is devilishly nostalgic. It's called Gremlins. It came out in 1984. And what happens there is a bunch of furry, cute, pet-looking monsters start to take over and terrorize the town. Number 24 is The Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington. I think the reason I enjoyed this so much was because I'm a big fan of Whitney Houston and she's done things like The Bodyguard on screen. So this was really the first time you had a great singer paired up with a great actor, Denzel Washington, and you're just watching them make on-screen magic. And the last one on my list of 25 Christmas movies to check out is Mr. Bean's Holiday, which came out in 2007. So that's the best 25 Christmas films to check out this festive period with your loved one. I have gone above and beyond the call of duty because I care about you guys so much and I also care about your children. So I'll be giving you 5 bonus movies just for the kiddies. So this is Christmas Kiddies, 5 movies to watch. And what is Christmas without Peppa Pig? So that's the first one, Peppa Pig's Christmas and Other Stories. It's 60 minutes long, so you won't get too irritated while your little ones catch up on Peppa Pig's adventures. Number 2 is Captain Underpants Mega Blissmas, which came out in 2020. 28 is a spin-off from the Madagascar films, and it's called Happy Holidays from Madagascar. It has 4 episodes. It's a series. Number 4 is Kung Fu Panda Holiday. And the last one for the babies is Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, which came out 3 years ago and stars Forrest Whitaker. That wraps up my 25 plus the additional 5 for kiddies Christmas movies to check out this year before we go into the new year. In the next episode, which will come out on the 1st of January, I will be bringing you a New Year's edition. That's African Couch Potato on Instagram, African Couch Potato on TikTok, and African Couch Pod on Twitter. Until next year, goodbye and keep binging.